Hey guys, Cigar Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation review. Today we're going to be reviewing a new cigar from Dissident released at the IPCPR 2015. It's called The Home. It is a 6x54 Toro. It's a beast. The specs I've got, it's got Honduran Corojo for the wrapper and the binder, and then some Honduran Corojo in the filler, some other tobacco I'm not even going to try to pronounce. So this is going to be an interesting review. It's a big cigar, so it's going to be a long review today because it's going to take me a couple hours to review. And if you don't follow Dissident on social media, you should. Just a shout out, Dissident sucks. If you didn't get that reference, you need to follow Dissident. So we're going to check this out, see what this cigar has to offer. Given that this is a beast, it's going to take me a little bit to pre-light this. So you might want to skip ahead. And of course, my trusty V-cutter. Solid draw. So as Rob likes to say, this is a creamy first start. Very tight little bit of cedar to finish each draw. Pretty light retrohale. So I'm going to let this settle in and see what other flavors develop. I feel like a mafioso smoking this big Toro. There's a tiny bit of pepper and spice on the retrohale now. You know, I say tiny, it's light plus, kind of hits you and then disappears, so it doesn't really linger post-draw at all. Still very creamy, very light, tasty. Looking forward to seeing how the first third progresses in the flavor profile. About 6 minutes in, first third is really establishing itself now. That light pepper and spices is really stepped up to a medium minus spices. Again, it doesn't linger. It kind of hits you, then you get the creaminess, and it disappears. Very easy smoke. If you know me, if you follow my reviews, you know I tend not to like the larger ring gauge cigars, and definitely don't like the larger Toro size cigars, but I feel like this is going to be a pretty easy smoke, so keep checking in and see how the flavor profile progresses. 15-minute mark. Burn is good. You can see the smoke production is solid. All the flavors are kind of balancing off of each other. You know, the pepper does come through in the retrohale, but then again disappears pretty nicely against the creaminess. There's a rich sweetness, there's just a hint of cedar, which does not have a drying mouthfeel to it. And then there's this rich spiciness to it, which again doesn't linger. So none of these flavors are blasting each other, all really in balance. Enjoying it so far. Just a reminder that Dissident sucks, but I'm enjoying the cigar. So I know we like to poke fun at reviewers who come up with really odd flavor combinations, but I swear I just got like grape Kool-Aid or like grape Nerds out of this. And it's just the strongest, most intense flavor. I'm going to see if it keeps coming through, but unmistakable. And it's still there at the end of the draw. Just like grape Nerds and cedar. It's the most bizarre flavor combination I think I've ever had in a cigar. 25 minutes in, one thing to comment on is you can see the ash, other than the small piece that I accidentally knocked against, is holding quite solid. I mean, that's always an indication of a well-rolled, well-humidified cigar. So that's, inch and a half of ash. It's almost certainly going to drop in my lap, which is going to be fantastic. I can't wait. But other than that, not a lot of other flavors to report on. So as we progress to the middle third, I'll check back in if there's anything else to come up on. 35-minute mark, getting some sweet clover, some sweet hay. Progressing well to the middle third. Very easy smoke. And by that I mean, you can sit down and smoke this. You don't have to think about this too much. It's just enjoyable. Again, not a big fan of the larger cigars, but this is enjoyable. I'm enjoying the cigar very much. Kind of wishing I had coffee. I think, this is a classic coffee pairing, or maybe even some rum. Bourbon, I think, would run over the cigar. But, anything on the nuanced sweet side would be good. Maybe even a light iced coffee with not a lot of sugar in it would be tasty here. All right, just hit the 1 hour mark on the Dissident Home. You can see it's, again, burning really well. About a 2-inch ash in this bad boy now. not a lot of other flavors to report on other than some sweet hay that came through, and some sweet clover, which I think I previously reported on. Cedar is lingering a little bit post-draw, starting into the middle third here, so we'll see what other flavors turn up in the middle third. Now we're 10 minutes in. Into the middle third, there's some dry leather. There's also some cocoa that kind of offsets the dry leather, and they're kind of playing off of each other. So I feel like the middle third's just starting out. Flavor profile hasn't really established itself yet, so we'll see how this progresses. 1 hour 30 mark. Again, you know, just clean burn. Not a lot of other flavor evolution in the middle third. You know, you've got the cocoa, you've got a bit of the cedar, and they kind of play off of each other. Still, you know, again, quite enjoyable. Wishing I had a coffee to pair with this. I think, you know, that would make my afternoon. So far, so good. So I'll check back in if there's any other flavors that change in the middle third. Otherwise, check back in the last third. 1 hour, 45 minute mark, getting to the last third here. A little bit of citrus entering into the mix. It's a little orangey, not very strong, maybe a light, but just adds to the complexity of the other flavors that are going on here. So we'll keep smoking, see what else comes up in the last third. Sitting at the 2 hour mark, citrus is kind of playing off against this rich cocoa. Not sure a lot else is going to develop in the last third here, but probably have another 15 to 20 minutes of cigar left. So pretty expected for a Toro size. You're going to get about 2 hour 15, 2 hour 30 out of it. Appreciate everyone tuning in to this Dissident home review. Just a reminder that Dissident sucks. Make sure to check out the written review at CigarFederation.com. And if you like our review, if you like our videos, make sure to like and subscribe to the Cigar Federation YouTube channel. Thanks very much.